Greetings from the Prison Industrial Complex. No, we're not taking out the Mama C intro. This is just a little pre-show dispatch, because we got some things we want to, you know, we got on our mind. We got a little, we'll have a little rap session before we get to the other episode. I am the captain, well, Freddie Schnertz, and of course I have along with me in the boat wake, Bobby. What's up, Chino?
Bobby. Nothing. Yeah, just events have occurred. New shit has come to light, man. Big Lebowski. Yeah, we figured we needed to wait. The dude abides. So we figured we should lay something down. Don't worry, this isn't. Don't look at the timestamp and go, "What the fuck? These guys are really, you know, really letting the old podcast go." We do kind of have to do this. We normally, I think, we would have added this right post show to what we had already recorded, because it kind of ties in with what we were talking about. We were talking about politics. I felt like shit. Jeremy was poking a bear and getting me irate, and I went, you know, whatever. You guys will check it out.
But, I think we're going to play this pre-show, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah, we're going to play this.
I should let the viewers know that the reason why, instead of just putting a little clip on the beginning, is because Freddie is now in charge of production, or at least he's trying to do. I'm trying to do the Mama C stuff. This will free up Mama C so she can work on her prison reform stuff, and they're moving houses and stuff, and, you know, they, Mama C has stuff going on. Plus, why shouldn't I be in charge of that shit? Now, do I really want to be? No, I'm fairly lazy. But I've already got it scheduled. Go ahead.
So, just the viewer should know this. It actually takes the captain more time to write down every little annotation, note, second of the time frame where to cut and splice than it would to actually do it. But he's already used to that. So actually, this is going to eventually save time. But, you know, because he hasn't quite mastered it yet, the other episode is done. And we Dumb doesn't really know how to add something in there afterwards once everything is moved out as it's going to be on the first one.
No, it's there's a little clunky edits in there when I re-listen to it. But, and another thing, I can't make our bumper music bleed over from the one segment to the next segment. I'm working on that. I'll try to get that figured out. But yeah, so there you have it. Also,
the matter at hand
is yesterday we saw a pretty big news day. Now, the episode we recorded that you guys are going to listen to, we knew there was going to be big events on Wednesday in D.C. We didn't know exactly what they were going to look like. So this is in the morning right now, and I haven't talked to Bobby at all about what he saw. So I figured, hey, man, let's record, because, you know, we didn't know this shit was going to look like this when we made our episode. So let's just get Bobby's raw reaction to what he saw yesterday. Bobby?
Well, yeah, so we recorded right before. We haven't spoke since.
You have 1 minute remaining.
And then this electronic bitch just stormed our capital, our audio capital. I know how it feels. Basically the same thing. So,
Lady?
Yeah, there's a surreal nature to the stuff that happens in the world. There's this sheen, there's this layer that separates our realities that we only get to filter the stuff through the TV, and I guess you guys do too, but there's this mental disconnect between at least me and here and the outside world. It feels like two distinctly separate worlds, so it's almost like I feel like I'm watching it as a foreigner, which I don't know, but I would assume there's a detachment to it. But, you know, maybe everyone, you could probably tell me, maybe everyone looks at it and feels like that, like, what is going on? But there's also a big, I told you so, aspect of my personality that I can't help but be, I don't know, just realistic about it. Like, yeah, yep.
Thank you for using GTA. Accept this call, press 0. To refuse this call, your current balance is $16.55. This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
And you're back.
You remember when Trump was just the guy who said, "You're fired"? You remember that? Like, that's all he was? He just had a big desk and would just shit on, like, these little fucking groveling sycophants on, like, on TV. And that was it. And it was kind of like people would laugh at him. Like, yeah, he's a prick, but he's harmless. And then we elected him president. And now everyone's surprised that cocksucker was like, "Oh, I'm not leaving." The real question is, does he genuinely believe he didn't lose the election through some mental gymnastics?
Oh, for sure. You don't think his personality... But my man gets all his information from his media. We talked about this in the episode. He genuinely believes that shit. I think so, yeah. I don't think okay.
So, what was your reaction to it? Because I went upstairs after we talked, and I was feeling like shit. I had a headache, so I was like, I'm going to lay down. I felt all right, better than the last couple of days, but I still had a headache, so I went to lay down. When I get up there, it's like just happening, live action. And I have a history, or I've had an experience of being in D.C. during, I believe it was 2000, WTO, World Trade Organization, and the International Monetary Fund protest, when I was a young buck. And we were over there tearing shit up. We were flipping cop cars over and stuff. It wasn't at the Capitol, but it was in D.C. And I even heard one of the correspondents reference it. They said, "We've seen things in Washington before, but nothing like this." I was here during the World Bank or the WTO protest in 2000. And I was like, "So was I." "So was I." But, my beliefs have changed. But I know what that fervor can feel like, of being in a crowd like that and getting pumped up and amped up at righteous, self-righteous indignation, and then letting it spill over until you've got a dumpster on wheels that you're running downhill into a barricade that cops have set up that have fire extinguishers full of pepper spray. And we got our shirts tied over our faces and bandanas dipped in vinegar before the term Antifa was around. You know what I mean? It was just called the Anarchist Black Bloc. Which we weren't necessarily, but when we went up there, we were like, "Yeah, those guys look like it was still them or the hippies." You know what I mean? And so we're like, "No, yep, those guys." And I know what that fervor feels like. And it's a dangerous thing, and you could see it going on there. What'd you think about it?
My timeline went as follows. I was on Parler and seeing a whole bunch of stuff and going, "Holy shit, they're really wearing out Mitt Romney at the airport." And they're really cussing out Mitch McConnell. Well, they're really turning on anybody that's not part of this, you know, stop the steal objection shakeup. You know, if you're not one of these senators or the 100 congresspeople or, I'm sorry, representatives that are, you know, going to object because this is going to be how we're going to save democracy or whatever their belief is.
Yeah, by overthrowing it. But yeah.
I was already worked up. I was already scanning all social medias and seeing like, "Oh, this is going to be this shit's going to get fun." Like get the popcorn out. So Trump was scheduled to speak in front of these people at 11 a.m. He finally gets on stage at like, I don't know, 11:45 or 11:50. And I'm watching him speak, and I get about, he probably went on for like an hour or 45 minutes. You probably didn't see any of that.
You were talking about it. I think it was going on when we were recording the other one.
Oh, I think we were just talking. I think we weren't recording.
You were talking about the stuff he was saying. You're like, you said how he was talking about, hope you had a good flight. Some shit like that.
That didn't make it on air, but yeah, that and then I had to have I went into a study group for about an hour and a half, so I didn't see the end. So as soon as I get out of study group, I flip on the TV. I don't really watch TV very much, but I was like, "Oh, there might be something going on. I should check it." And it had like just popped off. Like the gates have been, I don't want to say that they were, you know, crushed, or it seemed to me like the cops just let them come through.
Yeah.
And that was at first. And then once it got way out of hand, which, by the way, what's going on in D.C. with, I mean, yeah, we get it. The cops are probably Klan members or part of some militia groups themselves. What is that noise? But nobody planned, okay, we got a whole bunch of rowdy MFers down there, and we're not going to call for backup. We're not going to have reinforcements. We don't have a plan. They're literally going to get into the halls of Congress.
Huh? And not just that, they, with everything they knew that was going on, with just literally a few moments before, not a far distance away, you have the leader of this movement telling them, like, we're not going to stand for this. You got to be brave. You can't be weak. You have to be strong if you want to do this. And then you got the fucking dyed-faced Dracula Giuliani talking about trial by combat and shit. And they're just like, I see more security in malls. You know what I mean? During those IMF WTO protests, protecting those bankers and shit, I don't know what I'm talking about. There was a bunch of armed riot SWAT team equipped cops there, like a lot. You know, we know, we've seen pictures of the Black Lives Matter protests and all that stuff. So yeah, I was interested to see what you thought about that. And also, isn't this like your shit though? You love it, right?
Oh, I was on cloud nine. I still can't get enough of it. I mean, I feel like I've seen all the imagery and, you know, but now I get off. I don't know why this shit interests me so much. But now I've already gone past that. Now I'm perusing Parler, and like now they hate Pence so much that they've got like these fake pictures of Pence when he was young and he was a stripper at a gay club, because he's a homosexual, so that makes him a horrible person. And like, this shit's getting floated around Parler, and it's glorious. They're mad at Kelly Loeffler, you know, the lady that did all the insider trading and just lost the Georgia seat. They're mad as hell at her. That shit's just, they're mad because Antifa did it all. It had no.
good one. Hey, did you leave in the episode where we talked about like trolling those people? Kind of. I was talking to my neighbor about, or it was the 9-year Mexican. Like, you could just go and people watch. You could put a red fucking MAGA hat on and just go there and just watch people, and they would just be like, "He's got a MAGA hat on. He's cool with us." What would have happened if there were some of the Proud Boy guys gone? They could have shut that shit down and burned those fucking electoral ballots or electoral count boxes.
Yeah, that's another thing.
They could have really shut that.
They didn't know to grab them. Instead, it was like Senate staffers, all women that I saw that were smart enough. Who the hell? Nobody else was smart enough to do. I mean, whatever. That's just.
But here's the thing, though. I wanted to ask you about this, because I don't know if you're going to walk it back or you're going to try to do some Trumpian gymnastics, but your little study group and your belief system, specifically Marxism, says this is an inevitability of capitalist society, is revolution by the people, right? And this like leads you to go, well, what kind of revolution, and why would it tend towards Marxism or communism and not just authoritarian dictatorship with Trump at the helm? Because this is the people, the state of the people. This is the people doing their will and fighting for their. So I also mean, like, this is your shit. This is your shit. Not just like entertaining to you, but like, this is kind of the fruits of some of the stuff you believe, right?
We don't study too hard on proto-fascists trying to deliver a coup at the Capitol. That's not really a working class revolution. But
these are this is the masses who are, what I always say all the time, are mostly dum-dums and can't be really trusted. They can't even be trusted, which we get into, to like figure out what's real and what's not. Which is why we're fascinated with QAnon and stuff.
Yeah, there was dudes, did you see any of the shirts, the dudes with the QAnon shirts?
No, I
There was even some flags. Yeah. I think the guy that stole the show was, A, the guy that's at Nancy Pelosi's desk with his feet up on the desk. Like, he's king shit. And then the dude with
he's from Florida. I guarantee you he's from fucking Florida.
I think I did see he's from Florida, from Hollywood, Florida, I think, or somewhere south.
I knew it. Of course he is. And I've seen that guy with a big gulp at a construction site before.
Yep. Yeah. What about what about the dude with the Viking type hat with no shirt on? It's got like it's like made out of some sort of animal tails or something hanging down the sides, and it's got horns coming out. You see that guy?
Yeah, I didn't see him. My favorite flag was Jesus 2020. What is it? What does it even mean? He's up for election? What? First of all, did he win? Because the election's over. It's 2021 now. Did anyone decide? Who was that guy there for?
How about this? You remember on I know you don't love New Year's, right? Because it's just one of your least favorite holidays in the joint.
Yeah.
But out here, everywhere on everyone's social media was, oh, thank God 2020's over. Fuck that year. This is the worst year ever. And then, you know, I'm over here like, what the fuck do you think is going to change in 2021? And, yeah, right.
We're a weekend. We got four dead people at the Capitol when they're trying to certify it. A strictly ceremonial event. I don't want to take too much time up with this. We just wanted to address, not that we're done, but we just wanted to address that, you know, we know a lot has happened and that we really don't have a way to say, yeah, we've been paying attention to and kind of give our little perspective or take on it, which I'm sure a lot of our viewers are feeling the same way. And just, there's, other than like a thick appreciation for the entertainment value in order to deal, like gallows humor, to deal with the tragedy that this is like half of our population. I don't know, maybe I'm overestimating, but a big majority of our, not majority, but a giant swath of our population, like is like fully on board. Like, yeah, they had to do it. They're patriots. And if reality is so subjective, then like what, it really makes me go like, oh, like what's happening? And this goes into like the deeper thing that whenever we start talking politics, I start saying like, oh, like the power can't be given to the people, really. They're not. And not to say that like our system is like these politicians are doing anything other than trying to stay in power for power's sake. And that's the fucking answer to it. But it really makes me have like, oh yeah, you can't let the fucking patients run the asylum because they're fucking nuts. And it's disheartening, man. It's kind of a bummer. And here, and I've been like, I got enough, like, even if, like, everything was sunny and perfect out in the world, there's enough stress in here to last a lifetime, right? And turning on the TV all the time, and, you know, it's usually avoidable. I can avoid CNN and Fox when I have fucking sensory overload as far as, like, emotional bullshit that's going on out there. But with this, it was everywhere, and it was intriguing enough where I was like, I need to watch this. But it's like, Jesus, like, just stop my blood's just pumping cortisol, and I'm just fucking got stress hormones constantly, and it's probably why I have an ulcer the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's more of a entertainment. I don't know why it's not that stressful for me. I mean,
you have 1 minute remaining.
You internalize that as stress when you see shit like that on TV? Or just knowing how fucked up.
Well, I have to hold on to some sort of hope, right, that this isn't the end of my life in here, right, and that there's something better waiting outside. And so I think subconsciously when I see society just going to shit and, like, I see the components, meaning the individual people, the massive amounts of individual people who collectively make up some of these groups, and I see that they don't have the mental hardware to be, like, critical thinkers and use reason and logic, which means like, oh, they're just like, oh God, sheep, or just, they're just cast about by the waves. They have no rudder on their boat, and whatever wave comes along next. And it just is kind of, I think, unsettling when I'm kind of have my fingers crossed for this better life outside of here. And when I see that, oh, like we're not even built for that anymore. It seems to me, I don't know, maybe I'm,
fucking wrong. I mean, there's a slightly larger.
Thank you for using GTL.
So yeah, I think I was saying that there is a slightly larger group that didn't buy into all this stuff or whatnot. But it makes me, you know what I'm just like starting to wonder, is there a population limit to like successful democracy working without like some sort of tribalism dividing? Because we have to be the largest Western democracy, right? Population wise, like by far.
Western? Then yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Democracy that's been around for more than, you know, 200 years. It might be just we're too different. There's too many different subgroups and stuff. Or this just might just be the death throes of a majority who's been the majority the entire time, doing their best not to give up their position at the top of the tier.
What are you suggesting, that we should go into some sort of authoritarian type of or a theocratic?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm wondering if with our racial, religious differences, right, with our different groups, that if it's just too much. I really think it's the people who've been at the top of the heap for so long, and the playing field start is like they see socially stuff starting to level out with other races and stuff, that whether it's consciously or subconsciously, they're like, we don't like this, and they're just like pushing back as hard as they can against that stuff. I mean, you kind of talked about it, that they're really the Trump supporters, they're, any Republican platform is really secondary or tertiary to what they don't give a fuck. They don't even really know, the ones in here, they don't even really know what a Republican platform is.
No,
they just know that they agree emotionally with the stuff this prick's saying.
Which works
and that
out
makes
perfect.
Me go, so, yeah, yeah. Because then he just gets to say whatever. And
well, no, it's because everybody, we've discussed this before, people don't care about policy. People don't care about what you're going to do or what you said you were going to do or the ideas you have or how you might act or react. They just care about identity politics. Oh, you say, yeah, oh, you say the Mexicans are bad? Oh, well, I agree, because Mexican took my job. Mexican dates my sister or you know, whatever, you know. Oh, you're not too cool with black people? Hey, I kind of didn't like black people. So, hey, I like this guy. He's a leader. And it's not just for him. You see the same shit on the left or the liberal side. It's, you know, oh, I like this guy. He's in all the camps that check my, you know, all the boxes check. Oh, look, he's gay. Oh, look, he's up for trans rights, or oh look, you know, whatever it is, whatever the little boxes for identity that apply to you or that you hold dear, then that's all you give a fuck about. You don't give a fuck about policy or how we're gonna make anything better or how we're gonna help poor people or how we're gonna not be in every fucking war.
Yeah. So then realizing that, knowing that, then what do you do? I was thinking about this earlier. What's the solution? I always try to look at either. I vacillate between two different metaphors, between looking at this like an alien looking down on this experiment of primitive life evolving, or an ant farm. So looking at it like that, just like a little ant farm. To me, I was thinking earlier, the most important thing, assuming that you can teach certain things, is education. It's educating our populace. But why would you want that if you're trying to just lead people around to do your bidding or whatever anyway? You know what I mean?
Yep.
To teach people like critical thinking skills and reason and logic and stuff like that, like to embed that, to have that be like a foundation of scholastic requirement. To be like, we didn't learn any of that in school. I didn't. Anyways, no. What do you do with a population if democracy is your form of government, with a population that's stupid?
Let them eat cake.
All right, then. That worked out well for everyone. Which apparently she didn't even say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I kind of wanted cake. Hey, you know what we didn't you know what we didn't discuss is notice how the police treated everybody yesterday. I mean, I saw them getting a little bit dirty and you know, pushing and shoving some people around, and you know, they, I mean, Secret Service looked like a Secret Service dude actually shot a woman. But can you imagine if those were black folks? Get the fuck out of here! They would. There's no way they would have made it.
Oh my God. They would have evacuated the Congress people and just dropped napalm on everyone outside. And they would have, and you know what Fox News and all them would have been saying? This is outrageous. This is an overthrow of the government. These need to be labeled domestic terrorists. We need to find every single one of them up and lock them up forever. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Did you hear how many people died? I heard 4 people died.
Yeah, I heard
4. I think
4
one was an
5.
Old man that climbed up on top of a scaffold and like fell off.
Yeah,
social Darwinism.
There was 3 or 4 medical events, and then there was the one shooting that I know of. It could be different.
Medical events, of course, because there was just a swath of people. The percentage of people with diabetes had to be pretty high. There's a bunch of numb feet fucking walking around there. They're not exactly helping us, those guys and gals.
Yeah,
just a bunch of corrupt, just a bunch. Go ahead.
Let's start thinking about wrapping this up. We don't want to take all day with this just little bullshit. We just thought it was totally a holy shit, look at what's going on over there type thing. From what I understand, there was also protests at other capitals that I guess our media isn't showing us as much.
Well, there was one up here in Michigan at the main peaceful.
It's kind of interesting that somebody's Twitter account got locked up for 12 hours.
Who's that?
The president. His Facebook
feed. Oh, really?
His Facebook feed got shut down, too. Well, it in the middle of it, he releases like a video statement.
1 minute. Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, he said like 5 times, like, this is a stole. He couldn't even, like, you could tell they convinced him to do it, and he's just like a little retarded kid that he can't just shut the fuck up for 60 seconds and just be like, yeah, we need to stop this. Even if you don't mean it, you cocksucker. Just, you know you're supposed to say it. And he's like, you know, he agreed that, like, staffers and, like, advisors. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll do it. And he's like, no, you're not going to say anything about it. No, I got this. Trust me, I got it. And action. The election was stolen. Like, he's like JoJo when we tell him, hey, don't just start talking over. I got it. Welcome to the you know what I mean?
Every time.
Just immediately goes in, Joey Trump. He just immediately goes in and says like 14 different fucking guys. But he's both stoking the violence while just so with such a limp dick. It's like, and then just go home, guys. We love you, but you're special people. Go home.
It was stolen from us. Landslide victory. Greatest victory of any Republican. Oh yeah, and we don't really like the violence, so let's tone that down a bit.
But I know exactly how you feel. They stole it from you. They stole it from me.
He's physically.
And you know, there's like the advisors. The advisors are like, oh my God, they're just like hands in the air, like, all right, what? 25th Amendment, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just wanted to give you guys a little heads up, let you know that we saw it, and we are aware. And I'm glad we did, because I got to kind of verbalize and like, solidify the idea of why that shit stresses me out. And I do think it's because I have, like, this idea that I'm stranded on this fucking shithole island with the hope that one day I'll get off and there's a better place to go. And then when you start getting dispatches from that place through my little 13-inch clear television that are like, oh, no, shit's fucked. But it doesn't look like it's getting any better. You start looking around like, shit. So maybe the thing that's been getting me through this place the whole time, I got to readjust, because it doesn't look so great out there.
Yeah, I can imagine that being stressful for you. Like, oh, I can't wait to get out. Everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be great. What is this? What is going on here? What is this?
Please just get it together by 2025, people. Please, can you just get it together by 2025 so there's still a place for me to go to? It's gonna get bad enough that people are trying to break into here. You know what I mean?
Right. That's exactly where I was gonna take it. Yeah. Pizza corn and lettuce sounds great.
Yeah. All right. You wanna wrap this up?
Yeah. This isn't a official podcast. This is just a little fluffer ep, so everybody can understand that we didn't know that shit was gonna happen when we recorded on the regular episode. Yeah. So,
I kind of turned to almost full length.
On behalf of Joey Trump, Bobby C., Freddie Schnurzenheim, and of course the Saint producer, we gone.
We are gone. We love you, Mama C. Thanks for doing this for so long. And now you can go, now you can have more time to be browbeaten or take your beats from Pop. Have fun. All
right,
well,
yo,
I went a little long, but I think it was good, some good content, though.
Yo, I called my mom during this.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Why didn't you fucking talk about this?
Because you didn't think about it until you brought up Mama C, asshole.
You know I love Florida News. God damn it.
It was batshit. It was batshit.
What was it? What did she think? What did she think?
Do you
think it's Antifa?
I had to have this conversation with her. I go, hey, Mom, you should turn on TV. There's some big shit going on in D.C. Well, you know I don't watch TV, Jeremy. I'm like, well, you should just pick a channel. Well, they're all biased. I don't watch any of them. Well, okay, but there's big protests. Okay, I guess I'll look. Oh, wow, yeah, there really is some big stuff going on. I go, hey, Mom.
Hey, they're closing the yard. I'm going to call you back later.
All right.
I got to go.
See you.
All right, see you.
Thank you for using GTL.